This is Vasan from All Out for No Loss. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about the first set of games in the IPL 2025. We'll go over probably games 2 through 7. And then we'll also talk about what's been going on the injury front and the replacement front. But before we do all that, let me just say hello to Ramakrishnan. Hi, Ram.
Hello, Vasant. Good evening. Look forward to this.
Are you all excited?
Yes. Tomorrow morning is the first game. It's a game that I will follow. KKR and RCB, the two cities, have grown up in India. So, yeah, absolutely. Personal touch coming for this.
My mom was talking to my uncle, a brother that is, and he was saying, yeah, everything is very boring, but from tomorrow onwards, I'm going to be very busy. This is my uncle, who's the one who's taken me to so many games at Chepauk.
It's amazing how the senior people get really hooked to the IPL.
It's astonishing, actually. Guess not every one of the senior people are purists who want the left foot put forward for the cover drives. Anyway, firstly, let's talk a little bit about the injuries. Some of these teams are getting absolutely decimated. And in particular, LSG. LSG has taken one huge beating. Mayank Yadav is out for half the tournament. Khan, I believe, has been officially replaced by Shardul Thakur. Apparently some ACL issue. Then Kardeep and Avesh Khan are both at the NCAA. They have not got clearance to play. So these guys are in a whole lot of trouble here. And
we've just covered the LSG team with 4 injuries.
What's worse is their second string is really, really very ordinary. Yeah, I mean, you're going to see guys like Kash Singh get a game or two, and our friend Hunger Gaker
may finally play.
That's the situation with LSG. And then DC has still not shown any signs of finding a replacement for Harry Brook. Although there's some chatter about some Sri Lankan all-rounder, Ashwin Chanaka possibly, but it's all chatter. Nobody knows anything. Mumbai picked up replacements, so they're all set.
Samson is in a bit of neither here nor there. He was apparently pronounced unfit for the first few games, which is why Rajasthan formally announced Jan Parag as their captain for the first few games. But apparently there is a plan afoot to try and somehow squeeze in Sanju as the impact player. He will just bat. He won't keep. The keeper's gloves shall be borne by Dhruv Jural.
What seems to have happened is there was clarification as to what he's been cleared for. Apparently, he's not been cleared to keep. He's been cleared to bat, which allowed them to do this little bit of playing around with who's going to be the super sub and whatnot. Maybe it's an opportunity for young Mr. Parag to do something.
Young Mr. Parag will, I think, get to captain at the Guwahati game.
He's captained Assam before, so it's not like he's new to captaincy and he's been around the block. I mean, we have to remember that he's from the same batch as Abhishek Sharma and Shubman Gill and Prithvi Shaw, right? And Arshdeep Singh too. So that crop of U19s.
Yes, so, exactly.
And Bryden Carr was replaced by Mulder. Then Corbin Bosch replaced Lizard Williams, but that's where it is. I'm very surprised that DC has been very slow to replace Brook, because they do have some issues with the balance of their team, and having a replacement would definitely make a difference. And especially when you have only 6 foreign players left. Why don't you take the lead with the first game we are going to look at, which is Sunrisers Hyderabad hosting Rajasthan Royals.
That's right. So yeah, hosting, which means the game is going to be at Hyderabad, and the game is scheduled for Sunday. We've done the preview for both sides. We've both collectively rated SRH as having like the superior team this time around compared to RR. So I guess SRH will go into the game with the edge, plus they are hosting. So it's probably going to be SRH over RR. The point that you made a little earlier, what we just discussed about Sanju, I think we'll have to see how that plays out, of course. As far as SRH is concerned, they will open with Sheikh. They will have Ishan Kishan at 3, and then NKR, Henry Klassen, and the entire Jing Bang will follow. I suspect they will start with Abhinav Manohar trying to do that finisher's role, see how that pans out. And if it doesn't work out, they may kind of look for alternatives and so forth. And of course, as far as the bowling is concerned, I think we discussed that the other day. It's pretty clear who that first 11 is going to have. Shami will be one of the pacers. Cummins is going to be the captain, so he'll be one of the pacers. Nitish Kumar Reddy. Yeah, good point about Nitish Kumar Reddy and injuries. Has he been cleared to bowl?
There's no news about that.
So that is something to look out for. So will Mr. Nitish Kumar Reddy just bat, or will he also get to bowl? But yeah, net, I feel like it's an SRH game.
That's a huge factor. You know why? because SRH has one question as to whether they're going to play Zampa
right.
or are they going to play Vian Mulder?
True.
Now, if Reddy is not going to bowl,
they'll play the two spinners.
The likelihood of them playing Zampa is lower. They're going to play Mulder.
No, they're going to play Mulder.
They're going to play Mulder because they'll need that other quick, extra quick. Now, on the flip side, if you look at it, I mean, they have Cummins, they have Herschel, they have Unadkat, and they also have Shami. They already have got four quicks. There's this guy called Anik Verma, which is doing the rounds. And earlier on, I had heard Ashwin and P-Doc talk about him. Today, I heard Jack Hope in Cricket Podcast talk about him. I mean, this guy has no runs, no scores, nothing to speak of, just some lower league hitting. But apparently, they have him pegged higher than Abhinav Manohar, which is quite something.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. This kid, Aniket Varun, is a 23-year-old from Jhansi.
That's SRH. They are looking like the juggernaut that they are. And they're up against a team that did an absolute mess at the retention and then at the auction. And they're going to be playing on a very, very flat track. So does RR have the bowling? Archer will leak runs. Tushay will leak runs. That child from South Africa will leak.
Some sort of a Sandeep Sharma, the uncapped
player. Sandeep Sharma. And then Hasaranga will actually have to bowl to real batters as opposed to whoever he bowls to and picks up a lot of wickets.
They will play other friend from formerly from CSK.
Hasaranga and Tikshna both will play.
They'll repeat the same strategy, eight overs between them.
But then on a very flat track, they might decide, Fazal, there might be a temptation to go that way. I think it's a day game, by the way. So,
good morning.
Talking about the likelihood of runs flying even more, the 250 breach could be happening, unless there's an 80 for four. In which case, then the whole thing changes.
I'm not going to wake up at 3 o'clock to watch that, but I suspect it'll be interesting. So I just realized that Sunday is a
doubleheader. First of the doubleheaders. We're not having too many. To me, the key point of the game is Sandeep Sharma bowling to the Travishek. If Sandeep Sharma is able to move the ball around and nick one or two off, the game suddenly changes.
The second game for the same day, which is Chennai versus Mumbai.
At the Chepauk, Kumar Yadav is leading Mumbai since Hardik Pandya has to serve a one-match suspension. Although Hardik was in Chennai, he was busy signing autographs and endearing himself to the crowd. He looks a very, what do you call, happy camper. And this Mumbai team looks absolutely fantastic. Right. Only question I have is, this Ryan Rickleton guy is red hot. Now, the question is, will he play or will Jax for that slot, because they will have to play Reece Topley because they're a quick man short given the absence of Jasprit Bumrah.
That's true.
Yeah, they'll have Bolt and Topley and Chahar, mind you, is an ex-CSK man, so he knows the other Chepauk specialist is Mitchell Santner. So these guys are all nicely loaded. We might even see Rohit Sharma be the, what you could call, super sub. And allowing Karan Sharma to play. They don't have any spinners. Mumbai doesn't have any spinners worth their name. So Karan Sharma is their lead spinner.
That's
outside
true.
Of Santner.
Correct.
Is Mumbai's to lose because they never lose to Chennai at Chepauk. In fact, I think the last time they lost was the first in about 10 years. So they have always had the measure of Chennai and Chepauk, while Chennai has done much better against Mumbai in Mumbai, which is very strange. This is all going to come down to that spin choke in the middle. If CSK manages to bottle up that middle order lineup of Mumbai, then it's going to be a bit of a stretch. Because, I mean, Rohit Sharma will come and go very early on. I mean, if they can keep Sky under control and then they can spin the ball around, there is a weak underbelly of their batting lineup there. Because there's no Pandya also, right?
Yeah.
So we are talking about and Robin Mintz and possibly Srijit Krishnan or...
One of them have to keep, basically.
So, I've heard about a couple of more very, very good quicks. One is V.S. Satyanarayana Raju and one guy called Ashwini Kumar, but they're not going to get a...
They won't get a turn here.
But
So you give the game to CSK home advantage?
No, or I'll give the game to Mumbai.
You're giving the game to Mumbai.
I'm giving the game to Mumbai because Mumbai just does better in Chepauk.
Despite no spinners?
Despite no spinners. Just look at the stats that Jadeja and Ashwin have against Sky. Then that will tell you the story.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, the third game, I mean, the fourth game of the tournament, we go just a little further north. up the Coromandel Coast to Vizag.
Lovely place. Vishakhapatnam is Delhi's home ground, correct? Which is an interesting choice in itself. Yeah, I mean, I'm not hot on either of these teams. But so it's going to be a little hard to kind of pick a winner here. Both of them have completely rebooted their sides. So we truly don't know what to expect in that sense. One team is led by Akshar Patel. And we probably see the first of Shamar Joseph in the IPL, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This time. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, yeah, very much in the absence of any of their first rung of bowlers, who knows, people like Rajyavardhan may actually get a turn. So I'd love to see how those guys turn out if they actually get a chance to play. But some of the other usual suspects who will play, I think Rishabh, of course, will captain, but Ayush Badhoni, I think, will play. And then Nick Pooran, I think, will be keeping wicket.
There's this guy called Ash Kulkarni.
Oh, that's right. The U19 kid from
yeah,
this.
That kid is going to open probably with Marsh. And then
that'd be nice.
Yeah, he's a good player. Ashwin Kulkarni is a good player. And then we've got Pooran, we've got Pant, we've got Badhoni, and then we have Killer Miller. Incidentally, Miller was absolutely panned for his comments, India. But then I just chanced to see the entire text of what he said. And that was extremely, what you call, correct. It was not rubbish. You read that and you realize that people just made a big scene of part of the whole statement, which is not fair, but that's the nature of the beast right nowadays.
Yeah.
So, but Abdul Samad will play. Shahbaz Ahmed is there. And guess who? They have just got a big heart transplant with the arrival of Shardul Thakur.
That's right. The Lord will definitely play.
The Lord, I mean, that guy can change anything. Anything can happen with him. But this is the kind of situation he revels. A team that is down and out.
Yeah.
This guy will come and do his thing, whatever his thing is.
Consistently for Mumbai at the first class level. It was crazy.
Nobody has still figured out what this thing is, but he does it every time. So, yeah.
Somebody was joking, right? I mean, Mumbai's whole batting was literally beginning at 7 or 8.
Between
Tanush Kotian.
Tanush Kotian. Kotian was not picked for this auction. I don't see his name anywhere. So
maybe he's not seen as a T20 guy at all. Wow.
Yeah, he opened the innings once for RR last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. He did do well.
He did not do well. People have been saying a lot of good things about Delhi. They feel DC is in a fantastic position. And I'm like, this Jake Fraser-McGurk is like, this is a full lottery. If he bats for 6 overs, game over. Delhi wins. But will he bat for 6 overs?
I'll get a turn. I mean, he's been in such a red hot form.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll play because KL is out, right, for the first couple of... And Delhi is bowling. They have Mukesh, Mitchell, Stark to open the bowling. And then they have Kuldeep and Aksar to bowl spin. And then you've got T-Nat and Mohit to bowl the end overs. So, if you look at it, you've got a good new ball attack. You've got a lovely middle over setup between Aksar and Kuldeep and Mohit. And then at the end, T-Nat and a mix of Stark, Mohit and Mukesh will take care of this thing. And there's Abhishek.
Along very well.
Yeah, no, I think this team looks good. There is talk that they might consider bringing in Sameer Rizvi ahead of Ashu Sharma. Because Sameer Rizvi apparently played in the Delhi Premier League.
But didn't Ashut Sharma have a really, really good...
Ashut Sharma is red hot, was red hot.
Yeah, he did so well for Punjab, right?
And he did brilliantly. Those two guys, Shashank Singh and Ashutosh Sharma, were not wildly hitting.
Revelation, just
outstanding batting.
Correct.
And I don't know what was the bids like for Ashutosh, but I'm sure he would have been hot property. So...
But who are you giving the game to?
I'm giving the game to DC. I mean, home flat pitch, LSG doesn't have the bowling. They'll need a miracle.
Yeah, I agree.
To do anything about this. So that's...
We finally arrive at the Narendra Modi G stadium. Mm-hmm. And we are having the Titans take on Punjab Kings.
Yep, the Modi Dome. And we have a good Gujarat team. Except for that weird-looking middle order where they have to play Washington Shundu Sundar and Shah Rukh Khan, which is what sort of imbalances that team. There's really nobody else they can fit in. I mean, Anuj Rawat, come on, he was a bit of a joke last year.
He's been nicknamed Gilchrist.
And they're up against a good Punjab team, man. This Punjab team is looking good. I mean... there is Stoinis. I mean, we don't know who's going to open.
Prabh Simran
is likely to open. And but there's this guy called Priyansh Arya, who's just like brilliant in the Delhi Premier League.
I see.
And then Marcus Stoinis might end up opening because he's got some great numbers.
Correct.
And I said he wants to be number three. So,
yes, Iyer certainly batted three. He likes doing that when he's captain.
Yeah. And then there is English, there's Maxwell, there's Vadera, there's Shashank Singh. And
they might even open with English.
They might open with English. So, I mean, they've got choices. Yeah, they've got Arya, they've got English, they've got Prabhsimran, they've got Stoinis. They just pick any two and then send them over, right? And then they have, with the ball, they have Marco Janssen, they have Singh. They cannot play Bartlett or Ferguson or Omar probably because it'll be quite packed. But you never know, Ricky Ponting. And I saw some clips about one guy called Paila Avinash batting.
Okay, never heard of him.
I've also never heard of him. Some ball from Andhra. He's taking Xavier Bartlett and Marco Janssen down right into the seats. Ball after ball. I mean, bang, 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 bang. And then that's Paila Avinash for you.
About Shedge.
Yes, he was talking about Shedge. And then there is Paila Avinash, who I've never heard of. And then Mushir Khan in this team. And he is probably not going to get a game. And then there's this Vishnu Vinod guy who's shot a ball. Okay. So this is like they have, and then of course with the ball they have Yuzi Chahal also. Okay.
Yeah.
These guys are good.
Shegde, by the way, I'm looking at his numbers here, has played 9 games in this match, and I think he played all of them in this current season. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he has a strike rate of 251.
Just
nine games and just 130 runs.
Yeah. But just imagine this, that guy and Shashank Singh going at it at the end. Yeah. Gujarat might be tempted to put a turning track because they have Rashid Khan, they have Sai Kishore, and they might, and Washington Sundar. Okay. But guess who's on the other side?
Do you think Sai Kishore will be able to make it to the playing 11? He upsets the apple cart, right? I would like to see them play Sai Kishore before they play Washington Sundar, but
I think Sai Kishore has to play. They don't have anybody else.
Oh, yeah? You think?
I mean, unless they decide to play that 40-some-year-old Ishan Sharma. Okay. I mean, but they have the quick bowling, right? I mean, they have Krishna Siraj as three quick bowlers anyway, right?
So upset Punjab Kings?
I'm giving the game to Punjab Kings. It's just too deep. Of course, they have, Gujarat has got Joss Butler and they've got Flying Phillips also, right?
That's so all true.
Gujarat has got Gill, who never fails in Ahmedabad. You have to remember that.
Yeah.
Gill is always plus 50 in Ahmedabad. And then you've got Butler. And there were some clips again of Butler batting. Butler batting in the IPL is different from Butler batting for England. Absolutely free mind. The ball is just rocketing off the bat. Okay, so it's I'm giving the edge to Punjab. I'm just giving the edge ever so slightly to Punjab, but I could be convinced otherwise. So what do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm giving the game to Punjab as well. I mean, I think on paper, they just have the edge. But, you know, who knows? It could always lead to some sort of...
Very tight.
What we don't want is this obvious games where obvious people win all the time.
One good thing about the IPL at this point of time, the teams are well balanced. I mean, it's not been a mess. I mean, the fact is last year we had 4 teams at 7-7. And then, so...
There is very little to pick between.
This time around, the only team that really seems to be in strife is LSG. And that's because of the injuries. If they were not having the injuries, they would also be right there in the mix. Anybody can beat anybody kind of situation, right?
Correct. That's true.
I mean, maybe Mumbai Indians has the nose in front. But then if you discount Bumrah, then... It's the same thing, right? So anyway, let's go on to the... With this, in fact, after there would have been the 5th game and every team would have played 1 game.
Yeah, they won. Yes, correct.
They'd know exactly where they are sort of with their coaching, have they settled and so on and so forth. The 6th game is in Guwahati.
That's right. We were right about the point we made a little earlier, which is that Riyan Parag will captain Rajasthan Royals in Guwahati.
In Guwahati against KKR. Guwahati, generally flat pitch, lots of runs available. This KKR team is a little too much for this RR team, is my take here. I mean, is this, unfortunately for RR, they're first lining up against SRH, one big brutal batting lineup, again, then against KKR. Now, KKR's success last year was driven by 2 things.
Sunil Narayan with the bat.
Sunil Narayan with the bat, which, and Phil Salt having a career year. Who, you know, Phil Salt is not there and he may not never have that career year again. Okay. And averaged 4 in the MLC, 9 somewhere else. And I think it was 14 in the ILT20. So it's a far cry from averaging 40 and some crazy strike rate. So, and the odds of him doing what he did last year twice is low.
But you still expect him to very much be opening the batting, right?
I do expect him to open the
batting. Stuff is going to take care, look at those numbers and say, no, play him at the back.
I think first two games, he'll open the batting. If he fails, then they'll send him down. I mean, they have a replacement in Araguchi to go up. But just for old time's sake, you'll see Sunil Narayan open. And so that's where the, And guess what? They're number three this time. Is a bit of a weak link. In fact, the cricket podcast guys feel that he's going to be probably Captain Nightmare by the time six matches are done, he's out.
We just politely called him the Mike Brearley of T20, but some people are going the extra miler.
So, and I think, but he surprised us, right? He has surprised us in the past.
He surprised us at the SMAT just now in 2025. He was actually the top scorer.
Was he?
In the SMAT, followed by, they both had 400, and they were obviously, their sides played the final as well, right? But you're right, he can always surprise you.
And very
and that's probably what Venky Mysore is banking on.
Yeah, and the fact is that Chandrakant Pandit has proven to be a very, very effective coach and a leader. He won the Ranji Trophy for Madhya Pradesh. He's won the IPL for KKR. Madhya Pradesh, is it? Okay, wow.
Yeah, more, yeah.
So this guy has got one track record. In fact, there was a very cute little visual I saw. The coach of RCB, I think, is Omkar
Salvi. Yes, that's right, bowling coach.
Correct. So Omkar Salvi's mentor was Chandrakant. And there was a little visual where Omkar Salvi comes and meets Chandrakant Pandit, touches his feet and sort of obeisance to one, his guru kind of thing. Yeah. So he's very, very, very respected. So...
Definitely. Yeah,
but I will still give that game to KKR. I mean,
I guess so. I think KKR is an extremely well-rounded team.
And I think so too. And the final game we're going to look at today would be the seventh game of the tournament in Hyderabad. SRH is hosting LSG. And this one might just be the first blowout. I cannot see LSG being able to do anything against that Hyderabad batting lineup.
If SRH bats first, are they making 250 plus?
Are they making
300?
I think so. 250 plus is for sure. Pat Cummins is going to have a problem because people are going to fight as to who wants to go early for batting.
Yeah, I bring the bat. I'll go first. One more question. Back to injury watch. Mitchell Marsh, is he allowed to bowl?
He's not allowed to bowl.
He is not allowed to bowl. Okay, so they don't even have him as an option.
Yeah. He's happy not to bowl. Do you really want to bowl to Shaken Company?
It's likely to be the first one-sided game of this case.
Yeah, the only way I can see LSG beat SRH is if Mitch Marsh and Nicky Horan do at their best. When they are at their best, I mean, these guys are unstoppable, right? Mitch Marsh and Nicky Horan are unstoppable, but when is the last time Mitch Marsh hit anything? Right. And they have our hotel concierge, Mr. Rishabh Pant, also there. So I think we've had a quick look at the first seven. And I guess it's just to go back. We thought for Friday, KKR over RCB, then SRH over RR. I had MI over CSK. Did you have CSK?
I had CSK.
Okay. So that's where Delhi over LSG. I think we had both of us at Delhi over LSG. And I think both of us at Punjab over Gujarat, rather tight. And then we had KKR and SRH winning the last two games. That's a wrap for this episode of Game Previews. And hopefully we are going to see an absolutely exhilarating, tight and exciting tournament. I do not want to see a one-sided tournament where one or two teams just run away with the title. I really would like to see a lot of new names doing well, not the old stars of the past.
No. I'd like to see these U19 kids get a turn, you know, be it Rajan Hungargekar, or he's 20 plus, of course, or even Arshan Karni, who's still not turned 20 yet. And even if they can fit in Surya and Shekde somewhere, he's 22 years old. Yeah, it would be nice.
The old guys have had their time. They've done well. I'd rather say, for example, have Rasik take more wickets than say Bhuvi.
Yeah.
Let's see the new stars come because it gives them a lot of confidence. But anyway, with that, it's a wrap. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.